feel a little bit like the proverbial poacher turned gamekeeper. But if the Indians are chief for half an hour, I think I could take this opportunity to say a word on behalf of the Indians to express your and my hakaras hatov to the organisers of Torahway. Torahway isn't just, for me anyway, and I think for all of us, a start to the day, but very often it's the highlight of the day, and sometimes the highlight of our Shabbos table as well. And I don't know how they do it, but they seem to scour the Kehillahs, the Moistus, and the airports of the world to find the best and the most talented speakers until yesterday. So, Mitzad HaShoymim, I just want to thank you, the organizers, the Beit HaMedrash, Ashrei Chelkechem, we're very grateful to you.
Amazing.
After all that, in the few minutes that we've got left, we can have a word about the topic. On Asorah B'Teves, or Erev Asorah B'Teves, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport gave us a shir, an excellent shir, on the subject of called Psukah de Leposke Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon, the axiom, the principle that we have, that we do not say half or sections of Psukim. We say entire Psukim in their entirety, and that has various ramifications in Halacha, which he went through. And one of the most puzzling aspects of Kol Pesukah was an aspect that he highlighted, which is our recitation of the Yud Gimel Midas of Hashem Hashem Kerakum V'Chanun in Vayichal, in Slichas, and in Tachnun for those who daven the Tzfas. And the question is as follows: the pasuk starts pasuk Vov Vayavoy Hashem Al Pono Vayikro Hashem Hashem Kerakum V'Chanun Erech Hamay Rachesa Ve'Emes, end of pasuk Vov. End of Pasuk Zayin. So when we say the Shloshei Shemidah Hashem Hashem Kerachon Lachanon, we start in the middle of a Pasuk and we finish in the middle of a Pasuk. We start in the middle of Pasuk Vav, we finish in the middle of Pasuk Zayin. And not only do we finish in the middle of a Pasuk, we finish in the middle of a phrase, V'nakei Lo Yinake, and we finish in the middle of a set of neginas. V'nakei Lo Yinake is one set of neginas, a tashto and a zokes kotzer. And the question is, why do we do this? And even if we can find a heter, and Rabbi Rappaport was struggling to find a heter, he said himself that he can only find partial relief for certain situations, and he cannot find total comfort for the Yud Gimel Midas in the way that we say it in all the circumstances. But nevertheless, even if we can find a heter, why not just say the whole thing? Why were Chazal not mistaken? Start at Vayav Hashem Al Pono Vayikro, say the whole of Pasuk Vav, and finish the end of Pasuk Zayin. You won't then have a problem with our rule, with our axiom of called Sukkot Lo Poske Moshe. And this is actually a subject that I've researched. One of my sons had spoken on a bar mitzvah, Josh, on the subject, and I spoke to Rappaport afterwards, and I said I can offer you some comfort from a Gemara, the Choyah, for the way that we express the Yud Gimel Midas. And at the end he said, Yos Ken Zayin, Nicham Tomi. And that I'd like to share with you. If one looks at the Sefer Torah, there are no commas, there are no full stops. The only thing that you're guaranteed is that Bereishis Bara Elokim is the beginning of a Pasuk, and at the beginning of each of the Hamishukum Shetorah, the beginning of the Pasuk, and then the Sof Pasuk is at the end of the Parasha, at the end of the Sefer, the end of the Sefer Bereishis, Vayistem Bara Elokim Mitzorim, Veinikol Yisrael at the end. Apart from those five Tchilat HaPosuk in the beginning of each Sefer and at the end, we can't tell where the Psukim start and finish within the text. Even the Psuchos and the Stumos, the paragraphs and the spaces that we have, don't really help us. Because, for instance, in Shiras Hayam and in Shiras HaZinu, in Aseret HaDibros, we have Psukim that cross the spaces. There are Psukim that go both across Psuchos and across the Tumos. And therefore the paragraphs that we see in the Sefer Torah don't help us. And in other places we even have a concept of Piskov em to Posuk, which means that the Posuk does not finish at the end of a paragraph, it crosses over and continues. Therefore, looking at the Sefer Torah, we don't know where the Psukim start or finish. So how do we know that? That is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That is what the Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, Masorah LiYoshua. That is the Masorah that we have as to where the Psukim start and end. There's a beautiful Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin on the base. Vayavar Hashem al pano vayikro. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Yechdom, Il mole mikra kosta v'yesha va'omroi. I need the pasuk to tell me this. Melamed, it teaches us. Shenisatif hakodesh vokut yeshliach tzibur. that the Rabbein Shalom appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu as a Shliach Tzibur wearing a talus over his head. The Heroloi Le Moshe said this filo, and he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. Omaloi, and he said to him, Kol Zman Shi Yisrael Choitim, if Yisrael one day will sin, Yasu Lefonai Kaseida Hazer, let them say the Shloish Esrei Midois Kaseida Hazer in order from Aleph to Yud Gimel, Vani Moich Alohem, and I promise that I will forgive them. And Rabbi Yehuda adds later on, Brit Krusa Yud Gimel Midos She'enam Chois Retreikon. We have a guarantee She'enam Chois Retreikon. And what the Gemara might be saying is as follows. The first kasha that I had was, why was Rabbi Yechidan getting so excited about this idea of the Rabbi Nishan being described as a man wearing a talus over his head? We find Imole Mikra Kosov, if not for the fact that the Pasuk would tell us, I wouldn't be allowed to describe the Pasuk, describe the Rabbi Nishan with a human concept of wearing a talus. The Torah and Chazal are full of descriptions of the Rabbi Nishan in human form, because that's the only way that we can understand the Saber Esoizen. Vaya Yisrael as Hayodah Doyla, the Rabbi Shalom has a hand. Etzbar Lekinhi, the Rabbi Shalom has a finger. More so, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meaning has tefillin, what's the saying is tefillin? Numi Kamke Yisrael, Goyecha Boret. If the Rabbi Shalom wears tefillin, it's not so strange or exciting that the Rabbi Shalom should wear a talus. And there Rabbi Yechidah doesn't say, Evole Mikra Kosov, Yeshala Omer, that the Rabbi Shalom appears wearing tefillin. And I was wondering possibly that one could say that Rabbi Yochanan's problem was, how can we say Yasu Lefonite Kasei Dehazeh, the Yud Gimel Midas, starting in the middle of a Pasuk and ending in the middle of a Pasuk, saying half the Sukkim, without a Heter from the Rabbi Yochanan? What he was saying was as follows, El Molei Mitra Kosov, if I didn't have a Chazal to bring me a Raya from a Pasuk, I wouldn't be able to start Hashem Hashem Kerachim Makanon at the beginning and finish Vechator Venake in the middle of a Pasuk and a phrase. But now that the Rabbi Yishan told me himself with the Raya from the Pasuk Vayav Hashem Atonavikor, the way Chazal learns it, the Rabbi Yishan said Yasu Lefonai Kasei Dehazeh, which means that I'm giving you an instruction Hashem Hashem Kerachim Makanon up to the Nake Kasei Dehazeh, a Seder as we know on Pesach is to do from the beginning till the end in order. You say the Shloish Esrei Midos Kasei Dehazeh in as a tefillah to the Rabbi Yisraelam, Vani Moichel Lohem Miyad. The Rabbi Yisraelam says, I will be Moichel Lohem, I will obey not Chodesh Nilfon HaReikon. So it comes out as follows, that when it comes to Kriyas Vayichal B'Tzibur, or Kriyas Shabbos next week, Parshas Kisiso, or when you're being Mavis Sedra, then the Pasuk starts at the beginning of Vav and finishes at the end of Pasuk Vav. Pasuk starts beginning of Zayin, finishes at the end of Zayin. But when it comes to saying the Shloish Esrei Midos as a tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah uses the Loshon of a Loshon Bakosho, or the Oruch HaShulchan talks about Loshon Tzoko. So when we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shloim for Mechilo, when we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shloim for Mechilo and Slicho V'Chaporo, then the Pasuk has a slightly different, it's a different Pasuk in the Pasuk of Moshe. The Rabbeinu Shloim gave Moshe Rabbeinu different instructions. Verse 6 starts Vayava Hashem Apono Vayikro, end of Pasuk 6. For the purposes of Tfilo, for the purposes of Bakosho, there's Pasuk 6a. Hashem Hashem Kerachon Lachon Lerachon Vakesam Emet finishes Venake. And then Pasuk Zayin there will become Lo Yenake until the end of the Pasuk. You know, the northern line starts at Morden in the south and finishes at Edgware in the north. But sometimes, for purposes that we'll never understand, there are certain services that start at Kennington and finish at Golders Green. And here we're saying the same thing effectively. So for the purposes of Tefillah, for the purposes of Bakosha, for the purposes of Tzoko, which after all is of the Tachlis, the Rambam says, of a Tarnis, is that we should daven to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the Rabbeinu Shloim is looking to us in order to bend our ways on a Tarnis. Therefore, for the purposes of Tefillah Bakosha, we say to the Rabbeinu Shloim, that Hashem Hashem Kerachon Mechanon Shuv Mecharoin Apecho V'Solachta La'Avaynenu, which is this Gemara here. And the truth is that that's not such a strange concept. We do have a precedent for this, and that precedent, which I don't want to go to in detail now, not just because we don't have the time, but because I don't know the detail. But the fact is that we do have a precedent for this, L'Choira, in the Nusach that we say in the Aseret HaDibrois for the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. The Psukim are divided up in the Chumash into what we call the Tam Tachton, which is what you do when you're learning the Psukim, when you're speaking about the number of Psukim in the Sedra, and when you're being Marv Sedra at home for yourself. But when we line it with Tzibur, then we start changing not just the Psukim, but we change the Neginas, and we change the Tamim, we change the vowels, and we change the Nikud as well, we change the vowels as well. So for instance, Zochoros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, which is a section, a parasha, which contains four separate Psukim. So when at home you're doing Marv Sedra, there are four Psukim, but when you're lining the Tibur, then the whole of Zochoros Yom HaShabbos till Vayikadshoi, your four Psukim, becomes one long Posuk, and we change the Neginas in order that we can do that. And even more so, the other way around, which is what concerns us now about Psukah Be'emsa Posuk, that the other way around, you've got a Posuk, one Posuk, which reads as follows, Posuk Yud Gimel in the Aseret HaDibot, Lo Yisir Tzach Lo Yisin Of, Esnachto, Lo Yisir Gnoi, Lo Yisir Never Ha'ayit Shoker. And when we line that with Tzibur, when we line the Tam Elyon with Tzibur, then Lo Yisir Tzach, which is the middle of, which is a continuation, as a Merchol Tipcho, becomes Lo Yisir Tzach, Soif Posuk. We change the vowels, we change the Neginas, Soif Posuk, and we split one Posuk into four Dibros, and into four Soif Posuk. And therefore here, the Rebbeinu Shlom was saying the same thing. The Rebbeinu Shlom here was saying, and that's what we mean, by the way, in the Keler HaChapayim, Kael, Hayreisa Lona Loim Ashloish Estrei. You, Rebbeinu Shlom, are the one who taught us, or Hayreisa, you paskin for us, that it's okay for us to say the Shloish Estrei, those 13 middas, even though it's a situation where otherwise we would have wanted to start earlier and to continue to the end of the pasuk, and therefore we dive into the Rebbeinu Shlom, Zecholon or Hayom Bria Shloish Estrei, remember to us that promise that you made, that the She'ed Al-Khoizah Smilafon Ayreikom, to Moshe Datalon and Mekedem, because that is the Psukah de Boske Moshe, that is what you taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekedem in Bahar Sinai. Kum Tachoyz, that when we say Shuv Mecharin Apecho, with the Shliach Tzibur, Hashem Hashem Kerachom, V'Sarach Dela Aveinenu, then that is for us a Bakosha Utsa'oko, but for the Baal Koyer, that is Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, the Baal Koyer, when the Tzibur is saying, for instance, Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Kanon, he remains silent. The person who's had the Aliyah for Shlishi who's standing next to him will remain silent. They will wait until the Tzibur has finished saying Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Kanon, and then the Shliach Tzibur will continue with the Kriya and the Oyla alongside him, will continue with the Kriya in the normal way till the end of the Posuk Benigun over Tame. So it occurs to me then that then the Balkhoira and the Oyla are losing out. The whole of the Tzibur, Dr. Taklis of the Tanis today is Bakosha Utsa'oko, that we should do Teshuvah, and that the Tanis should have some effect on us. And in order to do that, we dive into the Rebbeinu Shlom Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Chanon. But the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Koyer who's standing there, and the person who had the Aliyah, he's not joining in. He's remaining silent, and then he continues with his Kriya. So it occurred to me, it's possible that that's the reason why there's a minhag to line Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Chanon, Shuv Mecher Nefecho, V'Salach L'Avedidu with a different nigun. Although it follows the nigun of the Tamim, and the nigun is very similar to the nigun of lining on Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, it highlights the fact, it identifies, and it stresses Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Chanon. It's almost as if by doing that, the Shliach Tzibur could do two things. He can say, I'm lining the whole of the bottom in Chil Vav Tzoyf because I'm a Baal Koyer, and I'm lining the nigun of the Tamim from a Sefer Torah, and at the same time, I'm stressing Shuv Mecharin Apecho by changing the nigun, and I'm stressing Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Chanon V'Solachto, so that I can be part of this stressing of these particular passages which relate to our tefillah and our bakosha for mechilas licha v'chaporo on the Tanis. In which case it follows, and even if I'm not right, it still follows, that the Shliach Tzibur should not really revert to the normal nigun of Kriyas HaTorah until the words Lo Yinakeh. And I know that there's a temptation, but if you have a look, I'm talking about, you know, the Bali Kriya that I've heard, and myself amongst them, that there is a tendency that at the Chato'o, which is an Esnachto, we already revert back to the regular Nigun, and then one continues the Nakeh Lo Yinakeh, which is continuing back to the old Nigun of the regular Kriyat HaTorah, already at the Nakeh Lo Yinakeh, because as we said earlier, it's a set of Diginas. But if we're doing Hashem Hashem Kerachom V'Chanon as the Minhag is in a different Nigun, then it follows logically that really we should, if one can do it, it's not so easy in terms of singing, but the fact is that what one really ought to do is identify the entire Yud Gimel Midas till the end, including Vinake in the special Nigun, and then revert to Lo Yinake in the regular Nigun. So for that, there's another 3 days to practice. Mechila Sicha V'Chapora is my offering to you today as my skula for Refuas HaNefesh. You can't get a greater Mechila Sicha V'Chapora than that. It can bring us to the Madrega of a Chosel Beyond Chuposoi. The Ilan Yom Kippur is all about the Shloisha Shemidah, over and over and over again. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom promised Berit Terusa to the Shloisha Shemidah, She'ein El Choyzres Milafon HaReikom. And therefore, if we do a Bakosha and we do a Tzo'oko, that the Rebbeinu Shlom guarantees us our Refuas HaNefesh. I'll offer you now a skula to Refuas HaGuf. At the end of, the Pasha that begins immediately after Matan Torah, Sheit V'chol Ho'om Royim. All the people saw the Kodesh of the Lapidim, the thunder and the flames. The Mechilta says, Lama Rebbe Eliezer, Rashi brings it the Kitzah, Magid Shvokhan Shal Yisrael. This tells us the praise of Klal Yisrael, Shalai Hoya Behem Sumim, that there were no blind people amongst them, because it says, V'chol Ho'om Royim. And then it continues, V'yanu Cholom, everybody answered, therefore Shalai Hoya Behem Ilmin, V'yoymru, there were no Haroshim, V'yishyatu, they stood, therefore nobody was lame. And the Rabbi Lezer continues, Atoharet ala das, which it says about, you know, everybody had das, and therefore Shloi Hoyo Behem Kipshim, says there were none amongst them who were mentally challenged. Everybody at Matan Torah was in the peak of physical and mental health. And the Kashi is, Rabbi Lezer says, Magid Shvachon Shel Yisrael, but this is a Shvach of Klal Yisrael. Lechoyo Shvachon Shel Mokom, Koydum Kol, it was a practical thing. In order that Klal Yisrael should accept the Torah, Belev of Sholem, they had to be well, they had to be able to stand, to see, to hear, to listen, to accept, and then to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael had not been in the peak of physical health, they couldn't have done that. And secondly, one could understand the concept that the Rebbeinu should want, L'chvoyit HaSimcha, of Matan Torah, that everybody should be well. But then that's Shvokai Shal Mokai. Why is that Shvokai Shal why is that Shivchon Shal Yisrael? Before Matan Torah, state Vayachanu Bamidbo, Vayichad Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, says Rashi, everybody knows, Ki Ishechol Balev Echol. Where does Rashi get it from? Because Vayachanu Bamidbo is plural, then it became Vayichad Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, and that is Ki Ishechol Balev Echol because it's expressed in the singular. Avol Sha'akol Achanu, says Rashi, Mi Mitzrayim Vatheno, from Mitzrayim right up to Midbar Sinai, Hoyo Betarumois Uvamachloikis. Disputes, divisions, all the way through, because it says Vayachanu, Vayisau, Vayitzaku, Vayiloinu, constant problems. There was they were not the Kishecho B'lei Vechod. Only when they got to the Madrego Vayicham Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor Kishecho B'lei Vechod, then they became Roy to Matan Torah. We all know that in the Megillah Vayoyme Homon El HaMelech, Homon is the symbol of the Sotan, HaMelech is HaMelech Yeshiva Kiteiron V'Nisol. The Sotan is addressing the Rabbeinu Shlalom. What is the first kitruv that Haman came up with against Klal Yisrael? Says the Sfasemes in a beautiful passage. He says, Yeshnoi Am Echod. There is a nation who was supposed to be an Am Echod, a Goy Echod Boris, unified. And what are they? They are Mufuzo Umufoyo Beinu Amim. They're divided and they're divisive, Beinu Amim. And that was the kitruv against them, that they were not Ba'achdus. What was the Eitzah? Esther sent a message, says the Sfasemes, to Mordechai from the palace, Leich Kenoitis Kol Yehudim. Literally speaking, get your act together. Klal Yisrael has to be unified. They have to be one. And if they will be one, then they could be Zoicha to the Yeshua. Did Klal Yisrael accept the message? Did they heed the warning? The answer is yes. Because it says after that, Vayikohalu HaYehudim Asher B'Shushan, or Nikhalu HaYehudim Ba'orehem. Says the Sfasemes, because they set aside their differences, because there were no factions, because there were no divisions anymore, they got the message from Esther that this is what you have to do in order to that you should be saved from annihilation. Then they did what Esther said. They became Ba'achdus and they were Zoicha to the Yeshua. Interestingly, in chapter 10, Pasuk Chof Gimel, there's a very interesting grammatical puzzle. It says the kibel ha'yehudim eis ha'sheh echeidu la'asoyis, and the kibel is singular. HaYehudim is plural. If it was grammatically correct, L'Choya, it should say the Kibalu HaYehudim Eis HaShe Echeinu Na'atois Zog Devil Nagon in Bia HaGro on the Omegilat Esther Pirish Shekulom Kibalu Ke'echot. That the Kibel, the use of the singular Loshon, the Kibel, in relation to the Yehudim, is telling us that Klal Yisrael got back to their old Madrega. In the same way that they were Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor by Matan Torah, now they were the Kibel HaYehudim, the same message. The problem is that Mfuzo Mephoria Tarumas of Machlokes, and now they have become Ki'ish Echob Levechot, the Kibel HaYehudim, now that Klal Yisrael can be described in the singular, therefore we understand the Gemara that says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, says the Gemara, Kimu ma'ashe kiblu kvar, hoda kiblu v'me'ach ha-Shveirosh. This was a second Kabbalah HaTorah. In what way was it maybe a second Kabbalah HaTorah? And don't forget that Vilna Gaon points out in a different context that Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, that the Kriyan Ksivon kiblu. And although it's written, although we point it and we say it, v'kiblu, it's written without a vav on the end. So we've got again, Kimu v'kibel ha-Yehudim, for the second time. What does that tell us? They got back to the same Madrega that they were previously at Matan Torah. They've now reached that back again in the time of Esther and Mordechai, and therefore they were Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, Hoda Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. They were back at the Madrega where there had been this man Kabbalah HaTorah. Question is, in Shushan it was Esther Hamalko. In Shushan it was Esther who told Klal Yisrael what the problem was. Yeah, Klal Yisrael were Mefuzo or Mefoyot. We say Klal Yisrael were divided and divisive. And it was Esther who sent a message to Klal Yisrael saying, Leich Kenois, your problem is that you don't have unity. Question is, who told Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? Maybe Tzayvat, hey, no, kol ha-chanu yois, ho yobatarum, says Rashi. And suddenly, Vayichan Sham Yisrael k'neged ahor, but they didn't have an Esther Hamalko to tell them a message. So where are we going to get that from? So I scoured the psukim running min Yitzrayim v'ad Heino from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Mitzah Sinai, and taka, everything is as Rashi says, because Rashi's always right, that everything is Peloshon Rabin v'yitzaku v'yilonu v'yitzu v'yachnu, except one posuk. There's a pasuk which we all know very well because we say it every night in Kriyas Shema L'Mitzvah. Just by Mora, after Matan Torah, after the bitter waters of Mora, there's a pasuk which is thrown in there. And the pasuk says, it's not thrown in, the Rabbi Shah wrote it in the Torah, but the pasuk says, Vayoymer, and as far as I understand it, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Im Shomoya Tishma B'Kreil Hashem Elekecho. Suddenly we've got a Loshon Yochid in the middle of all this, Tarumas of Machlokes, these Loshonos Rabbim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? If I could address Klal Yisrael as a Shamaya Tishma, v'ha'yosho v'enoch ta'aseh, and you ta'aseh, not ta'asu, if I can see that Klal Yisrael are acting as ki'ish echo b'lei vechod, then v'ha'advantol im etzoytov, says the Arachayim HaKodosh, you'll be zoicher to listen to the mitzvahs. The schar for your ish echo b'lei vechod, the schar for becoming a ta'aseh, and becoming a loshen yochid, will be that you will be to a Kabbalah Torah. Interestingly, Rashi says, zu Kabbalah, this is something that they had to accept upon themselves. And the question is, what is this Kabbalah Shiyakablu Aleim? There wasn't a separate Na'aseh Minishma at Moro, although they'd been given Mikdash Mitzvahs, but nevertheless, we don't have a separate Na'aseh Minishma. And what Rashi does in other places in the Torah, like for instance in Parshas Ekev, when we have Vahoyon Shomaya Tishma on Mitzvah side, which is the same Loshon of Shomaya Tishma, Rashi does not say there Zu Kabbalah Shiyakablu Aleim. Oh, but the Rabbi Hashem says V'adam Tom Mitzvah Sof V'Shomata Kol Chukov. That if you listen to my Mitzvahs and Loshon Yochid, then you if you become a Loshon Yochid, then you'll be Zoicha to Matan Torah. So L'Choyra, we could say that Zu Kabbalah Shiyakablu Aleim that Rashi is saying is that that is the message. The message that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael is Shomaya Tishma, you need to be a singular. You need to be Yishecho B'Lei Vechod. And the same way that we had V'Kibela Yehudim, that Loshon of Kabbalah, signifying Yeshecho B'lei Vechot, and the Kimu V'Kiblu, the Kriyan Ksiv, without the Vov, in order to signify Yeshecho B'lei Vechot. Here, this is maybe Zu Kabbalah Sheyikabla Aleh, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I require of you, I'm telling you, I'm giving you the same message as Esther gave later, that you should accept upon yourself the Inyan of Achdus. And if you accept on yourself the Inyan of Achdus, then it follows that you'll be Zoicha V'Avdantan and Tzoyta T'matan Torah. Therefore, when Klal Yisrael got the message, and they heeded the message, and they got Vayichan from Yisrael Neged Ahor, they got the Midbar Sinai, Ke'ishach Obalei Vechot, then they were Zoicha to Matan Torah. But tell me, Rabbi Yisai, for a chevra here who've heard the Shia for Rebbe Rappaport for a half an hour on called Sukkot Lepos Kevoisha, and another quarter of an hour postscript for myself, yeah, are we going to make the mistake of learning a half a posuk? Fine, that's the Asachto. What's the end of the Pasuk? Say, Kol HaMachalo HaShasamti V'Mitzrayim Lo Yosim Olecho. The Rabbi Hashem promised Klal Yisrael that if you will become Shomoy HaTishma B'Loshen Achtos, if you will become Ishecho B'Lei Vechot, then I will cure you from all illnesses, I will cure you from all ills. Loyosim Olecho, says Rashi, you will not become ill, and if you will become ill, then Ki'ani Hashem Roifecho. I guarantee you, I promise you, this is the promise that the Rabbi Hashem said, this will be your schar for Achtos. If you achieve Achtos, then two things will happen. V'azantan l'mitzvoysov, that you will hear the Torah, you will receive Matan Torah from me. And on the other hand, or in addition to that, that kolamachlo hashasamti v'tzayim loyosim olecho. And therefore it follows, says Rebbe Eliezer, the cholo omroyim, that if the whole of Klal Yisrael were in the peak of physical and mental health at Matan Torah, that's magid shvocham shel Yisrael. That is now the praise of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has done what was required of them. They got a message in the middle of the Talmud of Machlokes, and they were told, Shemaya Tishma, you have to get your act together. You need to be Be'achdus, like Esther told in Bezman HaKashverosh. And therefore, the Rabbi Nishoyim gave them the Torah as promised, and he also Magi Shvocha Shel Yisrael, that in recognition of the promise that he gave them for the, as a schar, for Yishecho B'lei Vechot, Shloihoi Behem Sumim, Shloihoi Behem Haroshim, Shloihoi Behem, that everybody was in the peak of physical health as a result of becoming Be'achdus. And therefore, I just want to conclude by saying that on Tanis Esther, if we will do the Yud Gimel Midas, we will say the Yud Gimel Midas, Derech, Bakosho, and Tzoko, then we can be Zoicha to Refuas HaNefesh, which is Mechilos Licha B'Chaporo. You can't have a greater Refuas HaNefesh than that. And on Purim, if we learn the message of the Megillah, the message of Achdus, then we will be Zoicha to Refuas HaGuf. The Rebbe Yisrael will say, Kol HaMachlo HaShasamti Mitzrayim Lo Yosem Olecho, because you'll be Be'achdus, you'll set aside your differences. And then we'll be able to disband Hatzolah, and Shari Tzedek and Laniado can become maternity wings, and we'll be Zoichem Yad Shem to Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas HaGuf. Hashtag Abel of Isman Korah. Thank you for listening.
Very good indeed. Kyle.